National Cattlemen's Beef Association President J.D. Alexander is in the Southeast this week as he's been attending the annual Florida Cattlemen's Association Convention, and he talked to producers about a variety of issues, including the Farm Bill.
You know, this looked like it was going in pretty good speed, and I went through the House in pretty fair shape and got over to the Senate, and all of a sudden they had 250 amendments that needed to be discussed on this. Well, this is what slows it down, and then all of a sudden it became where maybe they were not going to even discuss it and delay it. So it's been a little bit of a frustrating process, and really not sure it's totally clear as of yet. They've gone through a lot of the amendments, made some voice votes, made some agreements, and so on. It's ongoing, so really, I guess we're going to just have to see what happens. It appears this week is going to be critical to see how fast or slow this process continues, but we at NCBA are going to be there day in and day out to make sure we're monitoring it and to make sure it's not detrimental to the beef industry.
And just this week, the Trans-Pacific Partnership was announced, which Alexander said is very big news.
The thing I've always said is, you know, we sell 90% of our product domestically to only literally 4% of the world's population. So that means we've got a huge market out there for the future of selling our beef to other nations. The TPP did make some good agreements now. They've invited Canada and also Mexico to be a part of this, which is very big. They currently are two of our biggest trading partners right now, so we want to make sure that they're involved in this. This should open up other countries as well, including a lot of the Asian markets. So very big, if they would agree to this, it makes it for a good market for us for the future.
He wants cattle producers across the country to know issues like these and many others are what NCBA works on every day. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.